Cruising. That's a word which is very familiar and widely used in the everyday world, but doesn't appear in a dictionary. It has, however, great meaning to the millions of us who did it and still like to remember it and who still do it. Cruising refers to the teenage custom of just driving around town, primarily to listen to pop music stations in the car radio, watching other people in their cars doing the very same thing. It's a custom which continues right up to the present moment, but became popular everywhere in America beginning in the mid-50s. And that's where we're going to start, with this actual off-the-air segment of a program heard on WJW Cleveland in 1953. The next voice you'll hear is that of the man who coined the phrase rock and roll, one of the earliest, if not the first, rock and roll DJs, Alan Freed.
Attaboy, old hound. Hello, Moondoggers. How are y'all? This is Alan Freed, the king of the Moondoggers, and welcome again to another of your favorite blues, rhythm, and jazz rock and roll parties all over the Moondog Kingdom, in northern Ohio, up in Ontario, Canada, western New York, and western Pennsylvania. All the big ones and some new ones, too, in our Moondog rock and roll party on this Tuesday evening. So welcome again for Aaron Brew Formula 1002, the brand new beer that's northern Ohio's number one selling beer. Aaron Brew 1002 presents the Moondog Show.
As he'd undoubtedly put it, the late and great Alan Freed doing his thing back in 1953 on WJW in Cleveland. The span of rock disc jockeys and their influence is probably encompassed very neatly in one decade. So let's move ahead 10 years to 1963. And the man that moved as fast as anyone ever did in rock radio, B. Mitchell Reed.
Hour number three of the nuttiest show in the entire New York turf. Your boss with all the hot sauce, BMR, jumping in with my hat in my hand with more music than anybody, every other great one. Reed reacted to the smash back. All the good guys, Servio headed that way. This half hour, the name of the winner of the Swingin' Musical Love Letters contest. And the first portion of the program, this particular hour, being presented from the lobby of the Nile Hilton Hotel. Name and claim style, we'll go to Connecticut. The second call, Delia Blah, PL25000. And like that there, name and claim it, you know, schmear. 58 degrees, really, Frank, you're putting me on it.
Now, if you're a radio and rock and roll freak like me, that's really far out. There's BMR doing his machine gun thing in 1963 in WMCA, the same BMR who this very day, no doubt, is doing a progressive radio program in Los Angeles, and the very same B. Mitchell Reed who is doing jazz radio programs in New York prior to the advent of any rock and roll or rock and roll radio. The Cruisin' series was a flash that came to me one day. I figured it would really be great if we could hear these jocks doing their old shows and set about to assemble them. In the months that followed my initial inspiration, it became very challenging as the staff and myself traveled more than 10,000 air miles interviewing the jocks and researching, which meant rooting through dusty files and cluttered radio station basements for old commercials, promotional jingles, sound effects, newscast tapes, and even record hop announcements. The toughest task was locating good copies of the specific old hit records which we felt had to be included for authenticity and nostalgia. You're going to hear them all now. 84 of the era's greatest hits, half of them million-plus sellers, as we start cruising the 50s and 60s with the year 1956. Where were we at in 1956, a year when rock and roll was blamed by psychiatrists, religious leaders, parents for the rise in juvenile delinquency, when Elvis and his pack of imitators were called obscene, and there were real riots at dozens of the new rock concerts in those pre-Woodstock days of innocence and Chuck Berry ricocheting out of the rear speaker of your car radio? And in 1956, in Detroit, Michigan, it was the year of radio station WKMH's star DJ, Robin Seymour. Listen to the way he opens his show back in 56, a theme song yet, featuring the Four Lads.
This is the Big Bad Bird, and for the next 3 hours, we're going to be bobbing with Robin all the hits, everything new, and everything just for you. So come on along and let's everybody have a ball.
Bobbing with the Robin, no more time for sobbing.
So let there be music!
local DJ. Yet it's a jumping little record I want my jockey to play. Roll over Beethoven, I gotta hear it again today. You know my temperature rising, the jukebox blowing a fuse. My heart beating rhythm and my soul keep a singing the blues. Roll over Beethoven, tell Tchaikovsky the news. I got the rocking pneumonia, I need a shot of rhythm and blues. I caught the rolling off the writer sitting down at a rhythm review. Roll over Beethoven, they're rocking in 2x2. Well, if you feel it and like it, go get your lover, then reel and rock it. Roll it over, then move on up just a trifle further, then reel and rock with. Run another, roll over Beethoven, dig these rhythm and blues.
That was a real mover, Chuck Berry. Hey, by the way, Chuck Berry is coming to the Riviera Theater in 3 weeks. Tell you more about it later. You can get that Chuck Berry record at your recommended record stores, the Bell Record Shop at 6 Mile and Grand River, and at the Harper's Music Shop, 7724 Harper Road, for the best in pop tune favorites.
Our cruising tour of 1956 featured Robin Seymour. And a special thank you to Mr. Frank Maruca at radio station WKNR in Detroit, Michigan. Now we move to 1957, cruising a year when Elvis was king and the 78 RPM record had become an instant antique. Knitted dice were hanging from rear-view mirrors of chopped and channeled 49 Fords throughout the land, and Dick Clark had just begun his American Bandstand TV show. Cruise in 1957 tunes in Philadelphia disc jockey Joe Niagara on radio station WIBG, or Wibbage, as it was called in Niagara's daily afternoon show. Joe had the highest ratings of any broadcaster in the East, and it was at one of his Rockin' Bird record hops that Chubby Checker introduced the twist before it swept the country. Joe Niagara has influenced disc jockeys that you can hear everywhere on the radio today from coast to coast, and here's why.
Spin those records. Here we go. Here comes Niagara. Here comes that Joe. It's bright and so right. Radio 99. Niagara calls with music. Tops with you, the latest, the greatest, and time and temperature too. So here comes Niagara, and here we go.
Hello, this is Joe Niagara. For the next 5 hours, you'll hear hit records on WIBG. From now to 12 midnight, Niagara calls. I put down a wailing pound of sound.
In those records, let's go, Joe. Here goes Niagara for another show.
If you're ready, this rockin' bird will fly.
Way you walk,
nowhere near its peak. Dale Hawkins, Susie Q number 17 from the top 99. And don't you just know, it's gone to climb. You hear the word from this rockin' bird, Joe Niagara, Wibbage, with the deal of deals. Are you tired of watching television on a small postage stamp size screen? Are you? What are you watching right now? 7-inch? 10-inch? 12-inch? How would you like to see bigger than life 16-inch television, a brand new 1957 Muntz TV? Call Muntz right now for a free home demonstration, a brand new 1957 model in your living room this very day, without cost, without obligation. Tonight, fight night. When the guy asks, what'll you have? Make sure you say a Muntz TV right now. Call the number. Poplar 50303. Got it? Use it. Hear this word from the rockin' bird, Joe Niagara, on Wibbage, just a few nights ago. I told you, this was gonna make it. And now you're agreeing with me, the Tune Weavers.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Woman's name, but she can wail for me anytime. It started here in Wibbageland with Joe Niagara at Radio 99. Bet on it. It'll go coast to coast, border to border. The Tune Weavers, and happy, happy birthday, baby.
Troubled with nails that chip, split, or break? Take Gelatin Plus, the modern aid to true fingernail beauty. Try Gelatin Plus today.
WIBG Radio 99.
Rice Solo.
Two.
Mufflers that save you dough.
Three.
Convertible tops. Let's go, go, go. Let's go to Rayco. One, two, three, go. Let's go to Rayco.
Joe Niagara, one of rock radio's originals. And our thanks to Mr. Jack Reynolds at radio station WIBG in Philadelphia for their fine cooperation in producing Cruise in 1957. In 1958, in St. Louis, WIL Radio was broadcasting the bright voice and wild humor of Jack Carney, a disc jockey who pioneered audience participation stunts, reaching for total listener involvement. Jack invented a character named Pookie Snackenberg, who became a fad with St. Louis teens, a fad you still hear about even today. One of Carney's most original and effective stunts was fulfilled when he asked listeners to pull the station selector knobs off their radios so that only WIL could be heard, and then send the knobs on into the station. Irate parents wanting their knobs back had to come into the station and search through the three barrels full of tuner knobs that Carney received. Oh yeah, Jack Carney received a lot of action with the wild things he was doing on WIL. We're going to hear a sample now as we begin Cruise in 1958 and the Jack Carney theme.
Jack Carney is here with the latest and the greatest.
here is Jack Carney.
Fun radio at its best.
WIL brings you Jack Carney.
Well, good afternoon. This is Jack Carney on wonderful WIL radio, and it is a good afternoon, too. A beautiful day in St. Louis. I've got some exciting things coming up for you from the Silver Dollar Survey and exciting news about Pookie Snackenberg Day. Pookie Snackenberg Day, more about that later.
Jack Carney, Jack Carney, Jack Carney, Jack Carney, Jack Carney, Jack Carney.
Right now, Danny and the Juniors at the Hop.
So when you're chicken at the hop, 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 hop. Do the dancing sensations that are sweeping the nation at the hop, 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 hop. Let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop.
Oh baby,
let's go to the hop.
Oh baby,
let's go to the hop.
Come on,
let's go to the hop. Well, you can swing and you can groove and you can really start to move it at the hop.
Danny and the Juniors at the Hop. We'll get back to the Silver Dollar Survey on wonderful WIL radio in just a minute. This is Jack Carney, and by now I would guess you've heard about our back-to-school contest, or maybe you haven't. All I want from you is a letter in 50 words or less telling me why you're delighted to be going back to school now that vacation will soon be over. And whether you go to Webster Grove or Mercy or Melville High or wherever, if you're a winner, if your letter is selected as the best, I'll pick you up every morning for a week in a limousine and drive you to school. Sound like a good deal? Tis. Oh, you can't think about 50. How about 40 words? How about 20? 10? One word? Not that kind of word, for heaven's sake. Send your entry to me, Jack Carney, wonderful WIL Radio, St. Louis.
Wonderful WIL presents the sweet sound of success. The tune voted best.
The number one tune in St. Louis this week. Tequila. It's number one this week on our Silver Dollar Survey on Wonderful WIL Radio, Tequila by the Champs. 83 degrees right now in downtown St. Louis. Wonderful WIL Radio. Back to the Silver Dollar Survey in just a minute.
Mercury 458 means more of everything, more of everything.
At the top of the Big M line for 1958, Mercury introduces an all-new series, the biggest, most luxurious, most powerful Mercury series ever built. The Park Lane, magnificence unlimited, the ultimate in distinction and splendor.
More of everything, more of everything. Ooh.
More riding comfort. In the Park Lane, you luxuriate in the silent world of limousine luxury. Library quiet, mile after mile. More new performance with the most advanced engine today, the new 360-horsepower Marauder V8 with cool power design. This week, see the Park Lane, magnificence unlimited.
Mercury 458 means more of everything, more of everything, more of everything.
Many thanks to Mr. Tom L. Perryman of radio station WIL in St. Louis for their fine cooperation in allowing us to produce Cruisin' 1958, starring Jack Carney, presently heard on the radio in San Francisco on KSFO. Now we move up a notch to 1959, the year of the Congressional Payola Probe in Washington, when dozens of popular jocks across America were either quitting under pressure or fired in the Payola scandal, and Alan Freed was resigning on the air, sobbing and then playing Shimmy Shimmy Coco Bop by Little Anthony and the Imperials. 1959 meant new things were happening in the social thinking of youthful America. Black values are becoming more and more appreciated in the white community, and in radio and music, where only the voice and personality came over to the audience, color lines were blurring and in some cases even disappearing. A unique case in point was Los Angeles disc jockey Hunter Hancock. Hancock's show was called Harlem Matinee, heard on Negro community-oriented KGFJ. The odd thing about it, or was it the really important thing about his 17-year radio career in L.A., was that Hunter Hancock, the black community's favorite disc jockey, was not only white, but a white Texan. He never said he was black, but no one ever suspected he was white either. So knowledgeable was he about all things black. In 1959, Hunter Hancock was 43 years old, a man who had escaped not only the effects of racial prejudice, but of the generation gap as well. Dig 'em.
Let's go hunting with Hunter. Good hunting, everybody. This is Hunter Hancock, old HH, getting ready to do a little hunting around for some of the very best in rhythm and blues records, featuring principally the greatest and most popular Negro musicians, singers, entertainers in the world. You'll hear music that runs the gamut from bebop to ballads. Swing to sweet. And blues to boogie.
Records which are the tops in popularity all around the country, along with some of the newer records whose popularity will be determined by you, the listener. So now, if everybody's ready, let's go hunting with Hunter! Let's get the show underway as we hear from some local boys who made good. Los Angeles has produced a lot of great singing groups, but this is one of the best. Let's hear the Olympics and Hully Gully!
Me and my
saw that dance, I thought everyone had a horrible disease that was making them try to shake something loose. And I think some of them succeeded. That was that great new record by the Olympics about that crazy new dance, the Hully Gully. And you can do the Hully Gully next Friday night at Jordan High School at the Hunter Hancock Record Hop in the boys' gym. And with us as our guests will be the Olympics, singing it for you in person. And if you don't know how to do the Hully Gully, they'll show you. They showed me how, and my back will never be the same again. Yes, the Olympics, in person, next Friday night at the Hunter Hancock Record Hop at Jordan High on East 103rd Street in Watts, just west of Alameda. The hop starts at 8 o'clock and ends at 11, and the first 100 to come in will get a free autographed picture of the Olympics. So be there next Friday night, Jordan High, for the Hunter Hancock Record Hop.
That's got to be a trip for anyone who grew up listening to rock radio in Los Angeles in the 50s, hearing once again the Hunter Hancock Show on KGFJ. And our thanks to Mr. Arnie Shore of that station for their fine cooperation in assisting us in producing the album Cruise in 1959. We move now to 1960, and what a year that was. The first sit-in ever was held at a Woolworth store in North Carolina. One Robert Zimmerman was enrolling as a freshman at the University of Minnesota. Later we'd hear from him as Bob Dylan. And John F. Kennedy was elected president of the United States, defeating one Richard M. Nixon. In 1960, DJ Dick Biondi exercised one of the most powerful sets of vocal cords in all of rock radio over station WKBW in Buffalo, New York. Now, WKBW reached 17 eastern states, and bellowing Biondi got mail from as far away as Greenland and Havana, Cuba. He ate peanut butter and sauerkraut pizzas on the radio and told knock-knock jokes so corny they made you suffer physically. Almost half of Buffalo's entire radio audience belonged to Dick Biondi, the self-styled wild Italian, the supersonic spaghetti slurper. Listen now to Dick Biondi really rocking and rolling and ripping off the high-powered sound of the big WKBW.
It's here! Living radio! It's here! Living radio! Living radio offers you sounds to live by. News as it happens is living news. Sports come alive. So listen and get the facts of life.
It's entertaining.
Enlightening.
Exciting.
Exhilarating. Live with WKB.
The Big KB, going to be with you until midnight over 17 states in the Eastern Seaboard and everybody up there in Canada. Good to have you aboard. You'll never believe what happened to me this morning. My boss got on me again, called me in, and he said, Dick,
you talk too much, you worry me to death. You talk too much, you even worry my head. You just talk, talk too much. You talk about that you don't know. You talk about people wherever you go. You just talk, talk too much. You talk about people that you never seen. You talk about people you can make me scream. You just talk, talk too much. Make me scream.
Jones, and you talk too much. This is the Wild Italian Dick Biondi from Big KB. How about that, boss of mine? It bugs me, man. First thing I get here, you talk too much. Does anybody on Main Street, that ding-dong just left here, and he's going to see a movie at the Shea Buffalo. He's driving a great Impala, and it's a convertible. And if you see it, throw rocks at him. It'll serve him right.
The Lark, this is the year of the Lark. The beautiful 1960 Lark is the car of the year today. The six new bright and colorful styles will steal your heart away. You'll love the new convertible Lark, the only one of its kind. The four-door wagon for work and play leaves all of the wagons behind. Look at the Lark, to travel in style. Yours for the song, and less per mile.
Look at the beautiful, practical, lovable, drivable, turnable, parkable Lark.
The 1960 Studebaker Lark.
I went on a Lark once. Boy, she never let me forget it either. Hello there. Hey, we're going to be here till midnight. Don't forget, Jack Kelly will be here at midnight on the Big KB, Future Sonic Radio. Hey, I want to take a moment real quick here to remind you that coming up on January the 30th, we're going to be down at St. Mary's Hall in Reading, Pennsylvania, and I'm really looking forward to that. Boy, did we have a time the last time we were at St. Mary's. Remember last time we were there? We had Freddie Cannon, we had the Shirelles, we had the Jordan Brothers, also the great Little Anthony and the Imperials. Want to remind you to get your tickets at Chiarelli Brothers, 4th and Penn, Zizowitz Music Store at 812 Penn Street, and Ripley Clothes, 709 Penn Street in Reading. I want to thank Ripley's because they gave me a nice red jacket the last time I was down there. Boy, I'm looking forward to it. And speaking of Little Anthony, here's one that was so very, very big for him. From the Big KB, this is Tears on My Pillow. Ago, does it? Little Anthony and the Imperials and Tears on My Pillow. Dick Biondi from KB, the big one in Buffalo.
The big weather's here. And you'll hear the latest weather bulletins, traffic advisories, and school closing reports first, 24 hours a day. On WKBW.
That's Dick Biondi, who's still as big as ever in radio. Presently, you can hear him on the air in Chicago. Dick's career has taken him from east to west. He appeared on KRLA in Los Angeles and on the Mutual Broadcasting System before returning to Chicago. In 1960, it was Biondi on WKBW. And our thanks to Mr. Peter Newell of that station for their cooperation in allowing us to produce the album, Cruise in 1960. We move now up a year to 1961, and the man in Boston was Arnie Woo Woo Ginsberg, the number one jock in that city from 1956 through 1967. Woo Woo was at his height in 1961, and broadcasting over WMEX, his Night Train show made him the personification of all the hopes and hang-ups of youth. His voice was a continual teenage crack, and he punctuated his patter with a cornball clatter of kazoo, cowbell, buzzer, Bermuda bell, car horn, ooga, and train whistle. Arnie brought it all off with an amazing and highly entertaining grace and style that was matched in grassroots pop appeal only by the famous Ginsburger that was served up by the Youngs' favorite drive-in eatery, Boston's Adventure Car Hop. We're going to hear an Adventure Car Hop commercial and some other far-out things from Arnie Ginsburg in 1961, so let's do it with Woo Woo.
Gather round, everybody. We are about to hear this is a show that's gonna make you some hop a minute here. It's Arnie Ginsburg on the Nine Train Show. He plays the old and new, the swinging and the blue. He plays all the records, especially for you. It's Arnie Ginsburg on the Nine Train Show. So come on, Arnie, let's go.
A frantic, friendly Friday night in Boston town. Old aching adenoids, Arnie Ginsburg, woo-woo, for you on the Night Train Show. All set with all the tops in pops. Brand new Wemex, Tuned X, Top 20 coming your way. Number 7 sound this weekend, the Marcells and Blue Moon.
Bomb a bomb a bomb a bomb a bomb a bomb a bomb dang a dang dang ding a dong
ding boom. Blue moon, you saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart, without a love of my own.
Bomb a bomb a dang a dang dang ding a dong
ding boom. Blue moon, you knew just what I was there.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it, on the blue. Bomb, 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 dang, 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 ding, dong, ding.
The Marcells with the number 7 sound in our town and Blue Moon. Checking the Wemex, don't be late for your date on a Friday night. Cuckoo time, it's 8:05. Hey, you getting ready for the big show next Wednesday night?
The WMEX Traveling Tower of Talent spotlights the 1961 Heart Fun. Dance to your favorite records with all the Big X disc jockeys, Fenway, Dan Donovan, Melvin X Melvin, and Arnie Ginsburg. We'll all be looking for you at the Hyde Park Municipal Building Wednesday night, February 22nd. Plenty of surprises. In person, recording star Freddie Cannon, the Fabulous Continentals, the Diamond Tones, and the Rhythm King.
It's the WMEX Traveling Tower of Talent. All proceeds go to the 1961 Heart Fund, coming to the Hyde Park Municipal Building Wednesday night, February 22nd. Arnie Ginsburg, woo-woo, for you on WMEX, and got a lot of requests for this one. Look like it's going to be another Wemex winner. It's the Jive 5 and My True Story.
Now they
and ears on that one, the Jive 5, and my true story on WMEX. Hey, you getting hungry? Well, tonight's the night I've finally been immortalized at Adventure Car Hop.
Oh, Adventure Car Hop is the place to go for food that's always right. Adventure food is always just so. You relish every bite. On Route 1 in Saugus, come dressed just as you are. Adventure where the service is tops and you never get out of your car.
Hi there, this is Arnie Ginsberg telling you that Adventure Car Hop presents, for the first time anywhere, the Ginsburger. That's right, the Ginsburger is now being served at Adventure Car Hop. I designed it, I planned it, I tested it, but you're gonna eat it, and what a delicious mouthful this is. And Adventure Car Hop is serving the Ginsburger on a record which you keep for your very own. If you say Woo Woo Ginsburg with your order, you get another Ginsburger free of charge. So how can you miss? Stop out to Adventure Car Hop, Route 1 in Saugus.
Thank you, Arnie Woo Woo Ginsburg, for that fine example of the rock sound of radio in 1961. And our thanks to Mr. Mac Richman of radio station WMEX in Boston for allowing us to produce the album Cruisin' 1961. And now we come to 1962, the last of the 7 years represented in the Cruisin' series. Earlier it all started with Robin Seymour in 1956, and the pace year by year is quickened, till we reach a point in 1962 where we hear Russ the Weird Beard Knight, the beefy wizard of 7 to midnight radio on KLIF in Dallas. All the radio production gimmickry that had been developing reached a zenith in that year and was used for all it could deliver by the Weird Beard on Cliff, who combined it with a rhyming of almost everything he said on the air. It was an example of the new high-powered radio at its best. Following Bruce Chanel's Hey Baby, you'll hear a very strange example of the Weird Beard sound. As now, through the magic of Cruisin', zap, it's 1962.
It's 83 degrees in Dallas at 11 o'clock.
From the world, the nation, and the Texas News Triangle, this is KLIF Hourly News.
United Nations Secretary General Thun says there is no justification for arresting Katanga President Chombe in Elizabethville. Successful stationary test of Titan II intercontinental ballistic missile has been made at Vandenberg Air Force Base. The largest student demonstration to date against Negro James Meredith has been broken up by University of Mississippi campus police.
You have just heard Cliff News.
Now hear this.
KLIF presents the world's greatest disc jockey, Russ Knight.
Oh, boy.
Isn't that awful?
All right, baby, this is Russ Knight, the Weird Beard, the savior of Dallas radio. Let me save you with music till midnight. Oh, I tell you, somebody's got to come up here before midnight, honey. One of those Dallas good-looking girls and pull my Weird Beard tambourine. We got Billy Roy, Dale Trigger, the Dallas Salvation Army. From 1190 at the Harmonic Tone. Little music for Big D. A lot of Weird Beard dances going around the Black Bottom. You got a brand new dance from Joey D and the Peppermint Twist. It goes like this.
You got a new dance and it goes like this. Bucky Bucky Bucky, yeah, the name of the dance is the Peppermint Twist. Bucky Bucky Bucky, would you like it like this? The Peppermint Twist. Bucky Bucky Bucky.
Down on
1190 music makes me want to fly high, high in the Dallas sky. Like a bird, loud enough to be heard. Let me fly. Ooh, let me flap my wings and dig groovy things and get my kicks from these groovy chicks.
Soldier boy, oh my little soldier boy.
Shirelles and Soldier Boy, number 113 from the Cliff Party Survey. You know, this is a Weird Beard, and I believe in doing my show under a handicap, friends. I'm in my Weird Beard straitjacket. Got my hands tied behind my back. Sure, got my tongue locked right here in my throat. Got my head on backwards.
And those other stations said...
They said it couldn't be done. They said nobody
could
do it.
Hold it. Stop the music. What couldn't be done?
A cigarette like this, my friend. L&M. They said you'd never get the real taste of fine, natural tobacco through a filter that brings you smoke truly low in tar.
Well, how'd they do it?
With the modern, the famous free-drawing Miracle Tip. A filter so advanced that L&M can use the light, mild, premium quality tobaccos you've got to have for full, rich tobacco taste. That's the big reason why L&M is kindest to your taste.
Okay. Start the music again.
L&M is low in tar with more taste to it. L&M, don't settle for any other. Low tar, more taste. Don't settle for one without the other. L&M.
Dick Cliff proudly presents the KLIF Swingin' Out of Summer Spectacular Dancing Show Saturday night from 8 p.m. till midnight at Dallas Memorial Auditorium, starring Johnny Crawford, plus Chris Jensen, Sharon Strauss, Jimmy Velvet, and featuring Jimmy Clanton with the Scotty McKay Big Band, plus many other stars. Tickets 50 cents available at most Dallas record shops or KLIF. Get yours now.
This is the Weird Beard.
Here is this night's bullseye.
Hey,
gonna make her mine, oh mine.
From Master Control Central, 1190 KLIF, this is the Weird Beard. I have discovered a strange power handed down to me by Weird Beard ancestors. Tonight, in the KLIF Master Control Central, I have my plastic bubble in the studio. In one moment, I will raise this plastic bubble through the sky and on top of 1190 Studios on Jackson Street. I have the power as the High Priest of Dallas Radio from Master Control Central to bring every broadcasting channel through 1190. So you need not turn your radio to any other broadcasting medium in the Dallas area. Friends, this is not for real if you're suing. In case any scientists are listening from Southern Methodist University, I will not reveal